Scott Camporelli has won many admirers since stepping into the Adelaide coaching role. He has his team perfectly poised for a finals assault, which is about to start in a week's time. And he joins us now, brought to you by Balfour's Bakery, available at your local deli and supermarket. Balfour's, baking people happy since 1853. Campo, how are you?
Good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, no problems at all. Unbelievable result for you last week. That first quarter hasn't been your strong suit, the starts of games, but certainly got it right last week.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's something that is really important, I guess. But, you know, we understand the game of footy is a game of momentum, but we obviously want to start and make sure we're not chasing opposition teams. But the boys executed to the plan perfectly, so they got great reward for their effort, which was pleasing.
What pleased you the most, Campo? The start, obviously, but what else?
In terms of the whole game?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed the fact that, you know, we were able to, you know, pressure the opposition for, you know, almost four quarters. So that's the thing that I've really enjoyed, particularly over the last month. You know, I really enjoyed the way we moved the ball and also just our whole team approach. You know, we once again didn't have any carriers. You know, we actually had a, you know, really consistent effort across the whole board. So that was a pleasing thing.
All played well, and I think that's been the catalyst of the last 3 or 4 weeks. And individuals and the majority of your group are just in ripping form, Campo. Ripping form. B. Smith, boy.
Yeah, no, I mean, we don't like to individualise players at our footy club. It's a real team effort. But, you know, you mentioned a couple there, but, you know, our leaders are standing up. You know, that middle tier's playing consistent, and some of the young guys that we've, you know, included over the last 4 or 5 weeks are playing their role and really adding to the group. So it's been a real team performance, as you mentioned.
I think everyone looks at Adelaide and they say elite midfield. They've marvelled at the forward line, which is operating really well at the moment. It's always the defence that people have sort of had a question mark over right from the start of the season, but they've been fantastic, and I think in the last 4 or 5 weeks, they've actually gone to another level. They've been absolutely outstanding.
Yeah, no, and as you guys well know, I mean, a lot of that is about team defence, so if the midfield and the forward line are really pressuring the opposition and it doesn't come in quick and uncontested, then that makes their job a lot easier. So we're really focusing on that as a group and as a club. You know, we want to make sure the defenders have an easy day, so and that'll be no different, you know, the next, you know, few weeks coming up, that if our team defence isn't at the level, then we're going to put our defenders under pressure. But, you know, those guys in the back half starting to play some footy, a lot of footy together, and they've been really settled, and I think that's really important going forward.
Notice your coach's votes. You gave the maximum 5 to Josh Jenkins. He was, I guess, the recipient of some of your really good ball movement, able to get in behind their defence, and his contested marking was outstanding. I think he had 5 on the weekend.
Yeah, look, he's been probably for the last, you know, month or so, Bix, he's competed really hard. He's got a really clear picture in his head of what's a good game, and he's really contributing to, you know, that forward line pressure as well. And as you well know, if you're doing those little things, then the goals will come. So, but yeah, he got great reward for some of our ball movement on the weekend.
I'm loving the team care, Campo, the, you know, running to support for each other, the working up and down the ground. You know, someone does something really good, they get over, or vice versa. If someone doesn't do something good, there was one on the weekend with, I think, Lever missed a kick. Everyone got around him. There was a shepherd of Charlie Cameron. I think 8, 9, 10, 11 weeks ago, he would have ran for the over-the-top alley-oop into the goal square, but no. He ran in, he shepherded.
For Riley Knight.
Riley Knight ran into an open goal. The team care has just grown. They just seem to be so galvanised at the moment, Campo.
Yeah, no, they are. I mean, they're a special group. They've been through a lot, and, you know, they want to try and achieve something. So, I mean, it's been a long journey for them, and, you know, at the start of November last year, all 18 clubs are wishing to be in the position that we're in. So it's great reward for their persistence and their hard work, and, you know, all those guys that you mentioned are team first players, and we love seeing that, that's for sure.
You'd be happy with your consistency. You look at your last month, it's probably, bar one or two quarters, you've been super competitive and consistent. So, and throw in there some games against some quality opposition like Richmond and West Coast, that must please you.
Yeah, no, we have. You know, probably after the Sydney game, we thought that, you know, which way was it, you know, going to go. And, you know, to put up a performance like we did against Richmond, where the guys were disappointed after the Sydney game, obviously, and they're a proud group, as you know, and they wanted to put their best foot forward, and it clicked that night for them. So, and then to play, I guess, Brisbane and Essendon and play some really, you know, convincing footy, gave him some real confidence, and then we butter up against a top two team, which is a great challenge for us. And, you know, as I mentioned, you know, we wanted to really earn the right to play in the finals and not just fall in just because of a result that happened the night before. So, we're obviously happy with the way we're going, but, you know, the job's not done yet.
What still needs work? What's keeping you up at night other than selection?
Well, that's the big one, Ro, at the moment, trying to fit 41 guys into 22. It's really difficult, but, you know, that's great for our footy club, and all the guys at SANFL level have been, you know, unbelievable to be playing as well as they have, and they've got great reward for winning over the last, you know, 5 or 6 weeks as well. But what's keeping me up? Not too much at the moment. Probably just making sure we keep a narrow focus about the job at hand and don't look too far forward, I guess.
A lot of talk the last couple of days about teams resting players. Is that something that if the result were to go one way on Friday night that you would consider doing with your team?
No, I won't, Bix. You know, I said in the press conference after, you know, we'll play our best 22. I'm a big believer that, you know, we've got momentum. We want to keep it going. You know, players are a creature of habits, you know, in terms of making sure that they're at the level. We've got a really good synergy at the moment, so, you know, I don't want to eradicate that. And I think you're flirting sometimes if you are doing that. So, you know, that'll be our philosophy this week.
So the health of the group's good. Your physical performance team have done a miraculous job this year, Campo.
Yeah, no, they have, Rowie. I mean, full credit to them. You know, we had a few early on, but a lot of them were sort of contact injuries, so that, I mean, that's just part and parcel of the AFL footy these days. You can't help those things, but, you know, particularly the last, you know, probably 12 weeks, each week we've had guys coming back and being able to stay fit and healthy, and, as I said, you know, putting great pressure on the AFL guys. The SANFL guys are playing really well, and, you know, it's the toughest job of the week, going to tell those guys that are just out, you know, that they haven't been selected. But, you know, we're a team-first footy club that they understand and they care about the team. And, you know, when their opportunity comes, they'll grab it. But once the team at the moment is performing at a high level that it is, you know, very hard to change a team.
You wouldn't think resting Paddy Dangerfield just to burst Geelong's bubble? I mean, what a distraction, a circus that is.
Yeah, no, resting Paddy at all. He'll be looking to put on a good performance and making sure that he's got great form going into the finals.
So that circus that's going to surround that, and it has all week, it's only going to intensify when you get there. It won't affect your young group. You got them all with a steely resolve and focus, Campo?
Yeah, no, I mean, the players are really good these days, Roy, in terms of all that, all the side issue. I mean, that's the industry. There's always something that gets talked about or brought up, and I guess it's been a constant all year, but, you know, we got a great opportunity as a footy club, you know, in a few weeks coming up. So their focus is directly on that, not on Paddy.
Is it a blessing that there's been so many great players in great form at SANFL level that whilst this could end up a dead rubber, you don't think for a second that anyone's going to take their foot off the pedal. So that's a really good thing about that pressure coming from below.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a lot of guys in that team that haven't played a final series. So, you know, as I said, the pressure from underneath, you don't really want to be putting a bad one forward to give anyone an excuse not to play. So, as I said, the team cares there. Everyone's doing their bit at the moment. We don't need individual guys having outstanding games, but we need a, you know, consistent effort that we've had over the last month to get it done.
And the coaching gig, it's going to come up, Campo. You've got to get a lot of recognition for the majority of the work that's done. You're the one driving the bus. We know you're modest on that. Where are you sitting at the moment? What can you share with us with your thoughts moving forward?
Yeah, look, you know, I haven't changed, you know, what I've said from the start. You know, Roy, it was a tough situation, obviously, and, you know, once again, everyone stands up around the footy club, and I guess, you know, I've taken that role, and look, I've enjoyed it, no doubt about it. It's been challenging as well, and it's been great experience. But, you know, now is not the right time to be discussing those things. The right things to be discussing now is us playing finals and getting as deep as we can.
I guess you must feel as if you've been given a shot of confidence in terms of, you know, clearly now that you can perform the role, because you've shown that really well over the last 8 weeks.
Yeah, look, no doubt, because I mean, it's pleasing to get, you know, some results, and obviously you grow into the role, and I've had great support, you know, obviously from the other assistant coaches and the footy club, and, you know, having John there as a resource as well has been outstanding. So I'm a small piece of the puzzle, but everyone's been doing their bit.
Do you think that's the model moving forward, whether it's you or Johnny, to have a senior head like he there to do, if you like, the behind-the-scenes stuff, and then you can just coach? Is that the model, you think?
Yeah, hard to say, right? I think it depends on the, you know, the club's philosophy as to which way they want to go, so and where your list is at. You know, there's a lot of things that come into that, but, you know, the club is obviously behind the scenes working all that out, but our focus is the now, and we'll sort that out at the end of the year.
Well, is Wusha warming, Campo? Can you give us that? Is he warming?
I'm not sure. Well, if we keep winning, he may be, but I'm not sure.
One thing that would have no doubt brought a smile to your face, Tom Lynch and Cole Hardigan, I guess committing to the club longer term, that's a good sign.
No, it is big. So, I mean, those guys have had, you know, great years, and, you know, Kyle's been really consistent for us this year and played on some quality forwards, and, you know, he was outstanding on the weekend, you know, against Darling. He put him away a couple of weeks before, you know, when we played him last time, so we're really confident with that. And as you all know, big, you know, Lynchy's been up and down, you know, in terms of his body, not so much form, to try and get a full season of footy in, and he's got great reward, you know, for his effort this year. You know, the numbers, as you all know, speak for itself, and he's really grown as a player, as a leader, and he's really important to our team going forward. So to see him get reward is fantastic.
And what about Tomo? Surely he can go around another year. We spoke to him last week, and he said he's keen on it. Where's he at?
Yeah, look, obviously that'll, you know, play out over the next few weeks, I would suggest, Roey. But, yeah, look, Tomo's been an outstanding player for us for a long time, and him and the club will sort that out in due course.
And Brett Burton, we heard rumours last week that he's coming over. What can you share of that?
Yeah, well, I'm not actually involved in any of that stuff, Roey, you know, at this stage. Obviously, you know, that's what the hierarchy at the club will be sorting that out, so I haven't actually heard, you know, either way whether it is or it isn't, so I can't confirm or deny any of that. But, you know, Nick Poulos has done has been outstanding for us, and he'll continue to do that for the rest of the year for us.
So you don't get consulted with any of those conversations, Campo, as the coach? Surely you'd have an opinion.
Not at the moment, Roy. As I said, my sole focus is about the team at the moment, and they'll do all that due diligence, I guess, and whatever happens at the end of the year, we'll sit down and make those decisions if that's the way it goes.
Another one today, not that it'll affect you right at the minute. Jack Redden's just announced that he wants to leave Brisbane as well, and being a South Australian, that'll be something else, no doubt, that comes into calculations as well when the list management stuff starts to happen. Campo, thanks for joining us, mate. It's been, I guess, a tumultuous 8 weeks for you. It's the last couple in particular, last month, have been really consistent. We hope, and Crows supporters hope, that this is the beginning of something very special. The form's been good, and we hope you take it into not only Geelong this week, but certainly into the finals after that.
Yeah, good on you. Thanks for having me, guys. Thanks for your support.